Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Just can't believe no more horns. Just right off of it.
No, not for now.
I thought you would have been happy by what Greg had to say, because he was very much in the boat of keep Darius. Like, if something comes along and Darius is involved and somebody presents you an offer, listen, if it makes sense, you can make the deal. But Greg was very much on the boat of, I'm not going through and looking for trade partners to completely try and move Darius as one of the main pieces. I thought he focused a lot more on Jared Allen as somebody that he focused on and not wanting to be there. Which brings me to what I want to ask you guys at 216-474-0092. Do you really want to trade Darius Garland, or are you just disappointed with the playoff performance and want to see improvement? Because I think it's obviously something where you might hear the question and go, well, that's stupid. I want to trade Darius Garland. Like, I'm not enjoying what he put out. But the regular season for Darius was really good. And I also think it was very clear that in that playoff series, Darius battled an injury that limited his mobility, probably limited his ability to get to the rim and then proceed to finish at the rim and shoot. Everything that he did on the floor was inhibited by the toe injury. And I'm not using an excuse. I'm not saying that's a full out, doesn't matter. And now we just let Darius roll on the way that he is. But at the same time, if he's still capable of putting up, you know, a really solid season next year and can transition that in the playoffs, if you get regular season Darius in the playoffs, we'd all be more than happy. It's just whether or not we can get that. And without you getting under the second apron at some point this offseason, which I think the Cavs, if I had to take a guess, are going to try to do, I don't know how simple of a fact that is going to be to get done, but they're going to try. I think they're attempting to get under that apron, or at least reshape their roster to the point where they're over it, but they like it a lot better. But moving Darius, like I threw out a couple of the names that people have thrown out that would fit the contract requirements of guys that can be traded. Not getting under the apron necessarily, but the trade could get done with the apron in place, and that's Franz Wagner, Tyler Hero, Drew Holiday. I'll be honest, I don't know that any of those make me feel great. Like, I don't think I'd rather have Tyler Hero over Darius Garland, if I'm being honest. I definitely wouldn't rather have Drew Holiday. That one is blasphemous. I don't know who's trying to take a 35-year-old defensive-minded guard and trade him for a 20-something-year-old on a max contract. No, thank you. Franz is the only one that even like halfway excites me, because I think it's a tough player that has the ability to score, has the ability to create for himself. But like when I asked Greg, he's like, it's not saving you any money. He's also on a rookie max extension starting this next year. Like, yes, the deal can get done, but you're still going to be operating under that apron. Doesn't get you under it. Doesn't change your financials. You're still in basically the same spot. You're just hoping that Franz is a, you know, basically massive upgrade over Darius Garland. And I don't know that that's necessarily the case either. 216-474-0092. I want to get you guys in here on it. Let's go to Jerry in Cleveland. What's going on, Jerry?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to say I hear everybody talking about the core four, but the way I look at it is Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, and DeAndre Hunter. I've never been a fan of, although I like Darius Garland, I've never been a fan of so short of a backcourt. And I like what was said about the Indiana Pacers. They have a bunch of players that could score 14 and 15 points a game. And I'm going to tell you something. I like what, in a way, I like what the Dallas Mavericks did. I don't like trading away Luka, don't get me wrong. But the team they put together, if healthy, I think could have really went somewhere. And they picked up players who weren't really that big and known players, but could get you 15 points and play some defense. And I would like to – I would rather have Wiggins than Tyler Hero, because at least you know he could play some defense. Tyler Hero doesn't play any defense.
No, he does not. He certainly is not helping you on the defensive end of the ball. No doubt about it, Jerry.
Yeah, and that's what I think we need. I think we need I would like to see us get taller. And Jared Allen, I know you could get something for him, but, you know, we do need that nasty power guy. Now, I don't know if Evan Mobley's better at center or a power forward. I don't know. Maybe he's like Anthony Davis and it's better – I'm not saying it's good, but it's better playing the power forward role. I don't know.
Yeah, I almost look at it, though, and Jerry, I appreciate the call. I almost look at it with Jared Allen, and I do think that he sort of fits that billing as an offensive player in the regular season. As, like you mentioned, a power guy. There's times where you'll see him finish emphatically at the rim. Feels like he's a walking double-double in the regular season. So if I got regular season Jared Allen, the same way that if I got regular season Darius Garland in the playoffs, I'd be happy. I'd be so incredibly happy if that was the case. The problem is I get to the playoffs and I don't get that Darius and I don't get that Jared Allen. I get across two games, 11 points and 6 rebounds out of Jared Allen in games 4 and 5. It's just not enough. He does not provide enough. And that's why I think when a lot of these guys that we're going to hear talk throughout the offseason, a lot of guys that we have on the show, your Danny Cunningham's, Greg Swartz, Ethan Sands, and so on and so forth, when we listen to those guys and we have those conversations, it's why they're going to say Darius Garland's on the table. It's why they're going to say that Jared Allen's on the table, because the Cavs need to be playoff performers. And those two guys have proven over the last 3 years that they either are hurt during the playoffs or don't perform during the playoffs. And if you're looking to change that narrative and you're looking to move off of somebody, those are the two guys that if you're going to take the risk that they're not going to be as good when that time of the year comes up, you take the risk with those guys. Real quick, let's slip one more call in here. Let's get to William in Pepper Pike. What's going on, William?
Yes, Jake, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I was perturbed by what Greg Schwartz had to say. He didn't finish his thoughts, and he crossed over Jared Allen. Guy played 91 consecutive games this season. Certainly not soft, malleable, docile, like people say. And then he talks about eliminating him and talks about Brook Lopez. Lopez is obviously a free agent, so they can't trade him. They can only play him as a free agent. Then he immediately puts DeAndre Hunter in as a power forward and Strus, who's a guard at the small forward. That's even making the team smaller. Who did he want to replace Jared Allen with? He didn't even indicate any individual. That was not very wise on his part. Now, if I were to trade Jared Allen, I wouldn't want to, but if I could get two players, Hashimura and Finney Smith, and I'd definitely get Okoro's contract off, Jared Allen and Okoro. I looked at the trade machine, and it fits the parameters. It's exactly equal. Plus, with Allen's salary going up in a few years afterwards, they would actually save some money. But they can acquire Hashimura, who could be the starting power forward, and Hunter would be the starting small forward, and they'd bring Finney Smith off the bench, who gives them some size. He's at least a full 6'7". Hashimura's about 6'8". Hunter's 6'7". That gives them more versatility, And the Lakers need a center, and they might consummate that trade. That would be sensible. That would be the only way I would trade Allen if I could also get rid of Okoro. His $11 million contract has put this team above this second apron.
Yeah, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad move, William. We're up against it, so I got to let you go, but I appreciate you making the call. But I think that the what you drew up was good. In Greg's defense, I did say the archetype of a player that you would trade away for one of those guys and not necessarily ask him to name individuals. Plus, I think that's a relatively hard thing to do. I don't know that everyone's dug into the trade machine right now and identified people. But I like the trade you drew up. If I get rid of Okoro and Allen and I get Rui and Dorian Finney-Smith back, you get probably a little bit older, I would imagine, adding Rui and Dorian. I mean, definitely with Dorian Finney-Smith, you got to get older. Dorian in his 30s by now, he has to be, right? Like, you get older, but that's probably what this team needs. And those are also two guys that have at different points showed up in the playoffs, I feel like. I don't have Rui's on hands. I know Dorian's played massive roles on playoff teams. I know Rui, I think this year, played a decent role with the Lakers and I think performed. But yeah, you get bigger, you get tougher. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think with a lot of what Greg had laid out in trying to build around the Pacers model, that trade would make a lot of sense. 216-474-0092. If you're going to trade Darius Garland, is there a name that you actually like? And no, Giannis is not an option. You can also get me on X at Vulnik Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. We'll get to that coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Vulnik on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.